Blog Talk Radio.
And not only the image, but even down to the name. Where it's only in modern English that we have the name Jesus. A couple of hundred years ago, that name never existed.
The mainstream media is ignoring this information. Most of the alternative media is also ignoring it.
The way.
Poetic Energy Network.
Station.
Shalom. We back in the place to be on the way with the Hillside. We back for another Shabbat. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I hope you're chilling. You know, we about to get it started. We about to get it cranking. A little bit behind time. Technical difficulties up in the studio. But we're back. We're live in effect. So, you know, I hope you're enjoying your Shabbat. And it's a lot going on out there. We're going to be brief. It's kind of going to be like a news brief today because, you know, we don't want to be in your hair too much. You know, give you a chance to get a little rest. But let's begin to pray and, you know, approach the Father. Father, in Yahushua, the Messiah's name, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another Shabbat. We pray that you would continue to show us what's going on in the spiritual, in the atmosphere, Father, and that you would just protect us and guard us from all wickedness that we face throughout the day. And so, Father, we thank you. And we praise your name. We thank you for the Yahushua, the Messiah. Yahushua, the name, we pray. So be it. Hallelujah. Amen. So you already know it's going down. We got a couple events and things transpiring. You know, we had, you know, last week we've been keeping up to breath about the recent event out in Colorado, and we just got some news more on that. We need to go waste some time. We're going to get right into it. You already know. But, you know, I mean, from the research, and you continue, and if you continue to look into it, you know, we're still diving, you know, in this situation. But the event that happened out in Colorado, I mean, it's a lot of links that, you know, pretty much show that this is what you would have or what you would call a, and it's hard to say, but that there was some inside help. There was something that's not been relayed too much to the mass public. And because, so what we're going to do is we're going to go over little facts and little things that are going on. Because, shout out to my wife too, she put me on some new information. But I mean, they have the official story that came out of the Colorado shooting was, and a lot of police officers said that it was that James Holmes was the perpetrator and the only perpetrator in this event. However, when you look at evidence, you look at videotape of actual eyewitness news that people that said they were there, they said that he had an accomplice. I mean, we don't have to be rocket scientists to know that, hey, if you buy 10,000 to 20,000 worth of guns and you have no job and you are a student, there's something fishy about that. And the equipment he had, like gas masks, bulletproof vests, different things like that, you cannot buy these things readily, you know what I'm saying, without causing some kind of suspicion, unless they, you know, don't care. And so this is what's going on. We have this event because we already know. It's pretty much, you know, been shown that, and we've been saying it for a while, that they're going to perpetrate events. And who is they? We're talking about the Illuminati, the secret societies. We're talking about, you know, they're controlled by the powers that be in the earth, you know, and so what you have is you have the global elite people who are trying to bring the world together under this new world order, in which they will use events and different things to go on. Because we're going to talk about something exclusive in a minute, that even this event has been overshadowing an event that has been playing out in the government for a while now. And I don't know if you know if you even know about this, but it's just weird coincidence when it comes to the shooting, just like, you know, you had the Lil Wayne video with in the theater with the dead bodies, and, you know, that was released a couple days before. I mean, it's just weird events that circle around this thing that, you know, that just don't add up. And why are the police saying, hey, he is the only accomplice, when there are multiple witnesses that said, hey, somebody let him in the theater, and they seen the guy come in on the cell phone, open the door to let, you know, the guy come in. And even, and it's very weird, and it gets even weirder that, you know, there was also a Batman comic that came out a while ago about a guy shooting a whole theater up, and he had orange hair. It's just weird. It's just, you got a lot of weird things going on, but we don't want to dive too much into it. But you got to know the basis, because we don't want to be fooled by coming events. And, you know, the Olympics just started today, so, you know, we got to keep our eyes peeled. But there are a lot of things that are happening and that will happen, you know, which will be almost inside. We know we can go back to 9/11 and different things that we know that these things were perpetrated. These things were perpetrated by the government establishment in order to bring their plan, you know, into fruition, in which they want to eventually, you know, which we talk about, you know, Revelation 13. And so we're going to give a little more information on this. I have some more information about the Aurora situation right here. Okay, the Aurora, and I'm reading this quote from an article. It said the Aurora movie theater Friday was ironically paralleled as a classroom learning experience in the medical school in Parker the same day. Rocky Vista University College of the Osteopathic Medicine is in the middle of the holding specialized classes in disaster life support for 150 second-year medical students. Along with the response to natural disasters like hurricanes, floods, and terrorist attacks, one of the scenarios being used to train the students is how to respond if a shooter fires at people in a movie theater and also uses a bomb in the attack. This is a quote from one of the doctors from the university. The irony is amazing, just amazing, said Rocky Vista Dean, Dr. Bruce Dubin. And so we know that also before 9/11 that government officials scheduled terrorist training exercises in the same general area as real life attacks. I don't know if you know, but before 9/11, they were also training, you know, about, you know, possible, you know, hydrant, if planes were hijacked and, you know, flown into buildings. Now, if that's not ironic, you know, I don't believe in ironic, but, you know, so this is what's going on. That's one of the stories behind that, is that we're keeping our eyes peeled, because what they're doing is they're perpetrating their plan. The powers that be, and you know, and possibly, you know, this guy could have been, we were still looking through the story, but, you know, the Illuminati uses this mind control to use these puppets to infiltrate and do their plan. And so what I want to show you is this is not coincidence. I don't know if you know, but a while back, not even a while back, but over the course of a couple of weeks, the United Nations has been working on what they call a working document. It's called the Arms Treaty. It's called the Arms Treaty. Now, if you haven't looked it up, get a chance to look it up. It's called the Arms Treaty. In a couple of weeks, they've been working on this thing called the Arms Treaty, in which is a global plan, basically dealing with firearms and the regulation or the implementation of some kind of governmental, you know, law in order to delegate, you know, where the guns are going, because it's just too, you know, and they're using the fact that how many people are being killed, you know, according to arms. And so President Obama, you know, this event from Aurora has been, you know, a lot of been in the news, in media. They've been like, okay, well, is he going to say something about it, you know, and this, and not, and all behind the scenes. I don't know if you even know, But the United Nations has been working on what they call the Arms Treaty. And this is in the middle of this whole event, and it's really been quiet. Nobody has really been hearing about it. But this is a global, the document is pretty long. We don't really want to get the details about the document. But they've been working on what they call the Arms Treaty, which is a big, and it's very hard to deal with because they're saying, of course the Constitution says, you have the right to bear arms. So they're trying to work with that and also pass this global law in order to, what they say is to decrease crime, because the United Nations, if you don't know, their whole organization is to perpetrate peace. But this is to perpetrate peace. They really don't want peace because we know that their really plan is to perpetrate their world agenda of Hasatan, the adversary, to basically rule the world. And so all these things are popping off in one time frame. And so this is what's been happening right behind the scenes of this whole Aurora event that has been overshadowing, because in the midst of it's only been about a couple weeks that they have really been working on this plan and coming together as a joint unit. And so you're telling me the same time that this happens, this event really has given this will give the United Nations Arms Treaty law power, and it will give people like President Obama power and all these things, because number one, we've been looking at studies that is talking about that since the shooting, the increase in guns has gone up as far as people trying to get permits has gone up. And so a lot of people agreeing that, hey, some regulation needs to be happening, but it's two sides of the coin. And so you have this going on, and we want to give you another exclusive story right now. This is exclusive right here, man. I'm telling you. Hey, you listen to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Sai, and we're still on the way. We have an exclusive story. Like we said, we're not going to be here too long. We have an exclusive story about all these things that have been happening. And I want to tell you right now that, hey, we are living on the brink of, seeing things transpire and seeing what Yahuwah has wrote in Revelation transpire. Because you can read what Yahusha said, Matthew 24, which is one of the telling scriptures about the coming events, in which he talks about the abomination of desolation. We know I have the book of Maccabees right in front of me. I don't know if you ever read the book of Maccabees, but basically in the book of Maccabees you had somebody called King Antiochus. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Okay. And this I'm gonna read some of this right here. And it says, moreover, King Antiochus wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people. Okay. So what you got to understand is, please, he actually said that there is nothing new under the sun. So what happened before is going to happen again. And so what was happening back then is the kingdom of Yisrael, that was back then, and, Jerusalem, that what happened is this king said that there should be one people. Basically, just like they're trying to do now with this one government, one body government regulation, okay? And this is what it says. This is what he says in verse 42, and it says, and everyone should leave his laws so that all the heathen agree according to the commandment of the king. And this is going to play right so good into what we're about to talk about in this exclusive story in just a moment. Okay. Yea, many also of the Israelites consented to his religion, to sacrifice to idols, to profane the Sabbath. Okay. So we're going to start right there because we're not going to get too much into it. We're going to pick it up one day again. But what the king of Pithides was trying to do back then, he was trying to make one people, one government, and he somewhat succeeded in that agenda. However, there were a group of people who, there were a group of people of Israelites who gave into the plan, And there were a group of Israelites who said, hey, we're not going to forsake the Torah, the law of our fathers, to profane the Sabbath, to profane the laws which Yahuwah, you know, has passed down to us. And so what that you had that happen. And so what we got to understand in modern times, it's going to happen again, and it's beginning to transpire right in front of our eyes. Yahuwah just put me on to something. This is an exclusive story right here. Yahuwah just put me on to something not too long ago that what you have here, President Obama, which I personally believe he will be president again for the next term. But his whole agenda, we know that there's nothing under the sun, and there's going to be a one people again, you know, us not included, you know, the people who keep the commands of Yahuwah and have the testimony of Yahuwah should not include it in this one world government. Because like we said last week, one of the first comments that after the Aurora situation was said is the promise that Obama said, let us come together as one American family. This is always the agenda. You will hear this. You will continue to hear this word. Just continue to listen. And at the Ruach God, you will continue to hear this thing, you know, one people, just like the Occupy movement perpetrated, you know, how people, you know, gather together for one cause. And they will use noteworthy situations like the situation in the Aurora and like situations in disasters and to where people feel this camaraderie to get together because somehow, we can band together and, go against, the things that are going on. But this is not the agenda. The true agenda is to get people to go together and to get together and to, for they can orchestrate their plan, you know, for everybody to basically worship the anti-Messiah, worship Hashatan. And we know there's a penalty, there's an internal penalty for worshiping the anti-Messiah. So they're trying to do this slick plan, you know, in order to do this. But back then in the Maccabees, you had the king trying to get the one people, and that's what's going on, you know, through agents like the Obama and, you know, and the Joe Bidens and the people out there on the front runners. So this is exclusive right here, because this is all these things tie into the scriptures in which the Ruach HaKodesh inspired through the prophets and through the servants. Okay, now, just got this in. You've been knowing that Obama and Netanyahu, the relationship between them two, and the whole thing about, I mean, you might generally know about the whole thing with, you know, the Palestinians and Iran and the Muslims and the Jews and the Christians and how they're beefing together and they're beefing and what is their real issue over the land. Number one, we know the land Israel is not, you know, the Ashkenazi Jews' land anyway. Okay, so we know they're fighting over land that's not even there. What has been, and it's hard to understand because they use language and terms that you might not understand. But President Obama's agenda from day one, since he's been in office, was a word that they used to say, a two-state solution. This is what they perpetrate, and this is what his agenda is for Benjamin Netanyahu and, the Palestinians and the Muslims' sect. Because they all live in that one sect, so it's, you know, they're clashing. It's a two-state solution. And what a two-state solution is basically breaking down the land into two states in which you have a cohesive, what you call establishment or territory ruled by and equally split by two nations. This is what they're saying. They're trying to split the land. And the two nations, a two-state solution, that's what the whole thing is. Like, imagine you have the state of Texas, and it's still the state of Texas, but it's one territory, but yet it's another name too. Half of it is this, half of this. And this has been the biggest issue with the two, you know, coming to agreement with the two-state solution. And so this is an exclusive story right here. The owl... Oscar Center. Remember, a couple weeks ago we said what happened in February of this year. February of this year, there was a riot on the Temple Mount because what had happened. We got official sources now. The Al Aqua Center released information that talked about the plans to divide the Temple Mount into separate sections, Jewish and Muslims in the same. In the same way they divided, the cave of the patriarchs in Haran is divided. So over there in Yisrael, what you have is the Ashkenazi Jews. They had, it was a place called the cave of the patriarchs, which I guess is supposedly to be the, you know, the place where, you know, some of the patriarchs were. And they divided this portion right here with the Muslims. And so that's the whole thing of the two-state solution. You might not know because they use these cold words. And the two-state solution is basically dividing the land so everybody can be happy. And so this is going to play in the hands of the role of the scriptures. So the two-state solution. And so what the exclusive story is, they just came out with an exclusive story this July. So that's this month. So that's what I'm saying. These things are happening very fast. Is the Jerusalem District Court had made a decision, and they really don't talk about the decision too much, but basically, the decision that was made from them falls into the court of Netanyahu, and Netanyahu now has the ability to really make Jerusalem a two-state solution. So this is still in development. This story is still in development. But the court really, because they have things like the Jewish Quartet and Jewish, and so what does all this mean? What does all this mean? It plays and it fits just like a puzzle into the scriptures, because we just went from what happened in Maccabees and the King of Epiphanes and the two-state solution. What is going to happen is they want to marry all religions together. What did the scripture say? It said that Maccabees said that everyone should leave his laws so that the heathen could do according to the commandment of the king. And so what they want to do, they want to bring in this one religion into where the Muslims, hey, they contract on what they believe, Jews contract what they believe, and the Christians contract on what they believe. And so there could be a merging of the two and the three in this two-state solution. And so that's what the code word Obama has been using is the two-state solution is what to marry these religions together, everybody can be happy. And so that's why you see the fight over the Temple Mount, is because everybody's, you know, saying, hey, hey, you know, but what's going to happen is you're going to have a two-state solution on there in which the what they perpetrate as the third temple will be built. I just seen a video last week on which they had just released in July. This was last week. They just released this video about these little kids are running around. You probably can look it up on YouTube. They're running around. And they're building something, some kind of construct. And when they move out of the way, it's the supposed third temple. And the subtitles say the children are ready. And so there. And this video was released by the Temple Institute. And so what you have here, this is what I want to update you on this exclusive story. What you have here, we talked about last week that the court in Jerusalem have already ruled in the favor of Netanyahu, and Netanyahu has the ability to say yay or nay. And one of the real reasons how they, you know, they have not really publicized this too much is to create an uproar. But they have the ability right now. The space is over there. The courts have already ruled in their favor, and they have said that they can build. They're trying to do it this year, by the end of this year, to number one, join the two-state solution together, and to build the third temple right there. We've been on for a while. We talked about last week. They already been doing sacrifices. We know that Daniel 9:27 says that the anti-Messiah, he will come and confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, which will be 7 years, and that in the middle of the week, they will, you know, he will cause the sacrifices and all that to stop. So once this covenant is confirmed, 3.5 years later, they will stop the sacrifices and all this. So this is what you have. So in order to understand what's going to happen in the future, we understand what happened in the past. And so in the past, you know, and the prototype of the anti-Messiah was just like King Anthony. Antiochus. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right. But this king that was in the time of the Maccabees, he was a prototype of the anti-Messiah, and what he tried to do is get everybody to leave their laws. And so you have people right here who say, yay, many also of the Israelites consented in his religion and sacrificed to idols and profaned the Sabbath. So because you think about it, this is what you think about. You think about all three of these religions, the top major religions, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, they all celebrate, you know, different days. And so the key is for the merging together. And so that, you know, these events and these things that they're having, like the war and all these things, will basically get people to, you know, merge together. And so this is an exclusive story, man, that what Obama has been trying to do, and he will try to do even more in this next term, possibly, is the two-state solution. So don't be fooled by these cold words. The two-state solution is the marrying together of these two religions, and the third religion will come into place, in which they will try to get one people and get everybody to leave their laws. Because if they can say to the Jew, hey, you know, you have to regress on, you know, kind of what you believe, you know, to marry together with this and the Christians, because you already see that Christians, you can see this happening, because Christians believe that they now have to convert to, you know, some have to corrupt to Judaism, and they have to take an oath to believe in the Noahide laws. And then you have, you have Krishlam, which is Islam and Christianity, you know, coming together. And so you have all these different religions merging together, and basically denying their laws. But what we have to remember as true Yashraelites is, hey, we're not going to regress. You know, if they come to us and say, hey, you know, you got to eat pork, or you got to, because that's what, you know, it sounds silly. It sounds silly that, you know, people, they would come and say this, but if you read the book of Maccabees, they were doing all kind of wickedness. Look, it says, therefore they caused them rather, look, some of the Israelites said, therefore they choose rather to die, that they may be defiled with meats, and that they may not profane the set-apart covenant, so then they die. And so that's what's going to happen, is you're going to have a lot, you're going to have, they're either going to try to get you to defile meat, like eat, you know, pork and things that Yahuwah said, hey, you're not supposed to eat, you know. And so this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get everybody to leave their laws, to merge everybody together into this state solution. And so that's the exclusive story, is this article just came out. And so you have all these things like the Olympics. All these things overshadow these events that are going on in the Middle East that people don't even know about. And these courts just released this article saying this, that, you know, they have been ruled, they have ruled over this, and it's basically a Netanyahu's. And he's even expressed secretly, and they really haven't came out too much publicly because it will create uproar. But sources have said that they have already gotten to the point where they are ready to build a third temple. And what is, and the major consensus I've seen in this is, even since the courts have ruled, that only thing that they're waiting on is an event. This is the only thing they're waiting on, is an event. So that's why we have to keep our eyes peeled, is from the event. Just like we talked about the UN Arms Treaty, you know, how this event, you know, basically speeds forward, you know, this. And there's so many things happening and spinning around that people don't realize, just like the healthcare bill. Just like in, you know, we're going to talk about that hopefully more next month, is talking about, you know, how in a couple of years they're going to require people to, you know, start getting these chips and things, and to where it's going to be, and eventually going to be mandated, and to where it's going to turn to Revelation 13. So we want to keep our eyes on this, because this is what Yahushua said in Matthew 24. He said, Matthew 24:15, he says, so then when you see the abomination that lays waste, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, set up in the set-apart place, he who reads it, let him understand. So why did he say that? Why did he say, he who reads, let him understand? This is what it says. Now, I'm going to go to Maccabees. it says, and for forbid burnt sacrifices, it says, and drink offerings in the temple, and that they shall profane the Sabbath and the festival days, and pollute the sanctuary of the set apart people, set up altars and groves and chapels and the idols, and sacrifice swine's flesh and undefiled beasts. Okay, so what happened in the end? What happened before that Yahushua said what was going to happen, and to where they fled into the mountains? What happened is you had this king, Antithes. What he did is they came and they set up an idol on the altar, swine's flesh. They defied the altar with swine's flesh, and they set up an idol of Zeus. They set up an idol of Zeus on the altar. Okay, and so if you don't know, so-called Zeus was, you know, supposedly the mighty one of the ancient Greeks. And what is the Olympics? The Olympics going on right now, who everybody's watching and, you know, stuff like that. What was that to honor? That was to honor Zeus. And so what you have here is they set up, back then in the Maccabees period, they set up the altar of Zeus. And so the people who understood back then, they knew that they were to flee into the mountains because, and you got to remember, to flee into the mountains, because you also have Titus that will come later, that would, you know, similarly do a couple, you know, some of the same things, but it's like history almost repeats itself. And so, because what happened, that's what Yahushua was saying, when you see the abominations of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet set up in the set apart place, because what happened is you had, after that event, you would have turmoil. Because what the king of Maccabees started to do, I mean, they started to torture people. They started to torture people. They started to kill people heinously, you know, for not, you know, eating pork and not, you know, forsaking the Sabbath and keeping the laws of the Torah. And so what Yahushua is saying here, that it's going to be a future event into where the son of perdition will stand in the set-apart place. He is the abomination of desolation, and proclaim himself to be El. In that event, in that time, you will have to flee, because there's going to be a time like none other. And so that's where he's warning us, hey, continue to watch about what's going on over there, because he said, watch. He said, for when you see, so that's why we have to stay aware, because if we don't see this event coming, we don't listen. Because the news, this won't be on ABC. You know, these things won't be on ABC. These things won't be, you know, on CNN. We have to watch because, you know, we're commanded to watch. We're watching. And so this event happened before. So when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by the prophet Daniel set up in the set-apart place, he who reads, let him understand. Then let those in Yehuda flee into the mountains, and let him who is on the housetop not come down to take whatever is out of his house, and let him who is in the field not turn back to get his garments. Woe to those who are pregnant in those days, who are nursing with children in those days. Pray that their flight does not take place in the winter, for there shall be a great distress, such has not ever been since the beginning of the world until that time. No, never ever shall be. So that's why we got to continue to watch, because, you know, we'll have, you know, once this treaty is signed, we'll have 3.5 years. But, you know, we got to continue to watch these events, because, you know, I don't believe that we're talking about, you know, future, you know, generations. I believe that possibly this could be our generation where we see what Yahushua's saying, that we see the abomination of desolation, because you're talking about what I just said, that in July, that this month, that they are saying, you know, trying to do this two-state solution, that they, you know, they propose that they're going to build it right beside the third temple. And what Shaul says, you know, because what Shaul was doing, he was warning them, because a lot of people were saying, hey, the end is coming, the end is near. But we want to read this again. I love the scripture to read this, because it gives you awareness about the times and the signs of what's going on. And so Let's go to Thessalonians. Let's go to Thessalonians. Let's go to Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And so what does all this mean? Is in this time, as we continue to look at these events, we got to continue to preach the Besor, you know, to the poor, to the sick, you know, to people who need to hear the Besor because time is running out. So, you know, just open up yourself to be used to preach the goodness about Yahushua and what he's done, you know, and redeeming us from this world and bring us back into the covenant, into the covenant of Yahuwah, because we got to continue. And so we can't be, and this is what Shaul was saying right here, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, as to the coming of our master Yahushua, the Messiah, and the gathering together of him, ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled in mind and troubled, neither by spirit or by word or by letter, as it is from us, as the day of Yahuwah has come. Because what you're going to have here, you're going to have, you know, a lot of things begin to transpire. And a lot of things, as these things start falling like dominoes, you know, people will get worried, they will get unsettled, especially those who you know, are led by these false shepherds, you know, who hasn't been taught, you know, the coming events and don't know prophecy. You know, they will be fooled. And so we got to understand, just like Shaul was saying back then to the people, hey, don't be easy unsettled in mind as though the end is near, you know. And even in this time, you know, we still have time, we still have years, you know. You're not going to wake up tomorrow and it'll be totally at the brink of, you know. Because that's what Christianity has you believe, is that, you know, they say JC, you know, is going to come back any moment now, you know. And that's what they've been talking, you know, when I grew up, that's what they were saying every day. He can come back any moment. And that's not true. That's not true. According to the scriptures, that's not true. Because there are some events that have to play out in order for the coming of the Messiah. And so we're not asleep in order to not know those events. And so we just got to continue to teach our children these things, because Christianity has been deceived. And the reason why they have been deceived into believing that, even since they were little kids, is that the Messiah can come back any moment, is because when the anti-Messiah appears, they will be tricked into believing that there is a Messiah. Because, you know, he will try to come in the same fashion as, you know, what it says in the scriptures. He will try to, you know, he's an impersonator. It says he masquerades like a messenger of light, masquerades. So a masquerader is a person who wears a mask. You know, they are fake, they are phony, and they impose as being somebody else. And that's what anti means. It means superimposing, you know. And so that's what, you know, that's what the false Messiah has done. JC has superimposed even his name upon the Messiah's name, has perpetrated the image, has taken over the words, and it makes you mad, because you read scriptures and it says JC said this. And see, even right there was a lie, because JC didn't say that. It was Yahushua who said these words out of the scriptures. You know, so this superimposing is giving credit to somebody else, you know. And so that's what they have been believing. But back to this scripture in 2 Thessalonians, it says to not become easily unsettled in mind or troubled, neither by spirit or by word or by letter, as it is from us, as if the day of Yahuwah has come. Because what you got to understand, according to prophecy, the day of Yahuwah is actually the seventh seal. Okay, number one, we understand, okay, none of the seals have been broken yet. Okay, you know, Christianity, how you believe, you know, we on like seal number 5 or 6, but the reality is, yes, a lot of bad things have happened in the earth, but Yahushua has not opened the seals. So once we understand that, we understand that the seventh seal, which is the seven trumpets, which are the seven plagues that will be poured out. Every trumpet, a plague is poured out. This is the day of Yahuwah. This is because the day of Yahuwah is the day of wrath, and the day of wrath is the completion of Yahuwah's wrath on this earth. All the wickedness and sins that have piled up to the heaven. This is the day of Yahuwah. And so the day of Yahuwah is the seventh seal in which the seven trumpets are blown for the plagues. And on the last trumpet, on the seventh trumpet, is the coming of Yahushua the Messiah. Okay? And so We can't be fooled. And so we need to be so connected in the spirit that, hey, that we can know when these seals are being broken, because we can look at the scripture. So that's why we need to know these seals are being broken, because we need to be able to tell people, hey, you know, this is what's going on, and the churches is not being taught these things. They're not being taught, you know, these seals. They're not being taught the coming events. They're not being taught about even what happened in the past. Because if we understand what happened in the past, and Ecclesiastes said there's nothing new under the sun, we understand what they're going to do in the future, you know. And even Christianity has left the laws of the Torah. And so it's our job to tell them to come back to the Torah, because they're falling into the trap of the two-state solutions, of these things that, you know, merge all these religions together. And they're actually Christianity is actually a part of the one world government in the global thing. Okay, but this is what it says, let no one deceive you in any way, because the falling away is to come first, and the man of lawlessness is to be revealed, son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Elohim or is worshipped, so that he sits as Elohim in the dwelling place of Elohim, showing himself that he is Elohim. How it says, do you not remember I was with you, I told you while I was still with you? And now it says, and now you know what restrains for him to be revealed in his time. For the secret of lawlessness is already at work. Only until he who restrains comes out of the midst. And then the lawless one shall be revealed, whom the master shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. This is what Yahushua was saying, is that when we see the abomination of desolation, and that is the abomination of desolation to appear. The abomination of desolation Yahushua is referring to in the end times, will be the anti-Messiah. Connect these two scriptures, line upon line, precept upon precept, is the abomination that lays waste will be the one who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Elohim, and his worship is Elohim, so that he sits as Elohim in the dwelling place of Elohim, showing himself that he is Elohim. And so what you have is the abomination of desolation sitting in the temple proclaiming himself that he's El. And so what we just went over about just this month of what they're trying to do, they're trying to build this. They have been already training the priests. They have already been training all these people that have been doing the sacrifices. And the law has already been passed by the Jerusalem district court that it's basically in the court of Netanyahu, and what the consensus is that they're waiting on an event to build this temple in which this thing could be built very quickly. And we're talking about possibly, I'm not going to, you know, don't quote me, but we're talking about possibly the end of this year in which, you know, they're pushing to build, you know, this temple in which these end events, this very scripture will be fulfilled. And so it's, you know, we just got to keep aware of that, because, you know, a lot of people saying, you know, things are happening quick, but we still have time, because, you know, the covenant, you know, still has to be confirmed. You know, the trees that they're trying to do, and then you have, because right after that moment, right after he stands in that temple, there will be a great time like none other. And so that thing has to take place first before the end comes. And so, you know, we got time, but we just want to continue to wait, because we don't want to be unaware of these events and of these transpiring things. Because as these things happen, you know, it's going to be a lot of hype. You know, people are going to be, you know, losing their minds, thinking, oh, you know, everything is coming, everything's about to happen. But just stay focused on the events, what the scriptures say, so we won't be deceived, you know, because we got to understand what's going on. But hey, you listen to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahushua Sider. We're still on the way. Hey, I hope you're having a good Shabbat, and I hope you enjoy the show. But, you know, we just want to go over that. We just want to go over that real quick that, hey, continue to look at the scriptures. Continue to, you know, I encourage you to look at the, you know, read the Maccabees. Understand what happened. Because our duty now, you know, after all this is said and done, our duty now, we want to read it. and we'll close it out in the scripture. We're going to go to Matthew, the last chapter of Matthew. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. It says, "And Yahushua came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make taught ones of all nations, immerse them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the set-apart Spirit, teaching them to guard all that I commanded you. And see, I am with you always, until the end of the age. Amen." So this is the moral of the story right here, is we have to teach them the things that Yahushua said in the scriptures and what he told, to love Yahuwah, Elohim, with all our heart, with all our soul, our mind, our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves, and immerse, and go out there and find, and tell people about Yahushua, to go make taught ones. And so when you go to make taught ones, the Christianity has twisted this, and they make people like, we're better than somebody. But making a taught one a disciple is just like mentoring. You go find somebody and you tell them about the truth, and they might be in Christianity, but you got to continue. You got to give them material. You got to tell them about, this and that. You got to tell them about different things until they're caught up to speed about what's going on, until they get to the point where they're confident to go out and tell somebody else and make a taught one, for them. But it's not like the Pharisees did. The Pharisees would go just to, they would go and travel just to make, taught ones, and they would make them worse than they were. And so, but we've been learning from the true words of Yahushua, we're going to make taught ones of what he said. Not taught ones of ourselves, but taught ones of him, of all nations. And so when he said all nations too, it's just not the Hebrews, it's just not, the Basora is not just exclusive to the Hebrews, but it's also to the nations, and to the nations, Chinese, whatever nation you are, and immerse them in the true name of the Father, Yahuwah, in the name of the Son, Yahushua, name, and just immerse them in the name of Yahuwah, and you will receive the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh. Because that's the moral of the story, man, is that we have been given life to live forever, and so we continue to, because it's exciting to continue to look on these things, man, and just continue to see these scriptures fulfilled and about to be fulfilled, so we can see the coming of our King, Yahushua the Messiah, so we may live and dwell with him forever, and get out of this wicked world. Nothing can be more exciting than that. So, just continue to, to remember the Ruach HaKodesh words and remember the things that, as these things transpire, don't get unsettled, because there's a lot of things that have to happen that we need to continue to watch. But, you've been listening to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Side, and we're out of here. Shabbat Shalom, and may Yahuwah bless you.